This episode of Fly on the Wall is presented by Amazon Music.
Amazon Music is your one app for music, podcasts, and audiobooks. Download the app today and start listening.
Summer. What do you think about summer coming up?
It sneaks up on me.
Yeah, I know.
It is coming up. I'm trying to juggle plans, juggle meals, and enjoy the weather.
Right.
Instacart's made that easier. I can sit outside, build my car with everything I need for the week, not have to step away from what I'm doing.
I've been leaning on delivery through Instacart for meal prep, especially, David. Like getting fresh veggies, proteins, even those perfectly ripe avocado. I set my preferences once, and it's so seamless. It saves me a lot of time and makes sure I'm getting all the quality I want. And the convenience is huge.
You know, when I'm busy or just don't feel like making a store run, I can order in the morning and have everything ready for the same day, and sometimes in as fast as 30 minutes. It just fits into my schedule instead of the other way around. Instacart brings convenience, quality, and ease right to your door, so you can focus on what matters most. Download the Instacart app now and get groceries how you like.
And do it instantly.
I think you should. This is the time which you should pick up the pace of the podcast.
I know.
You pick up the pace. You're going too slow. Too slow.
So Zillow will be like, hey, do you like this house? I go, that's my own house I already sold. I know. Do you miss it? But I will tell you that.
What kind of Zillow are you on?
Zillow I mean, they're bad. They're getting smart.
No, I knew that Lauren was meant to send you a cake. And I had done a Zoom. I took a picture of the Zoom.
Okay,
go ahead. Well, what was weird is I went to see The Odyssey, and I thought it was going to be a documentary about our production company.
Was it?
Yeah, Greg was great in it. Greg was in sandals and attacking a serpent.
Is the Greg Odyssey? Holtzman. The Odyssey like Jason and the Argonauts? Why don't I know anything?
No, I saw it.
What's the story of the Odyssey? Because I don't, for dumb people, not me, but for dumb people.
Let me make my fake plant look more prominent.
People are just watching our BTS show of us. We're really making this super pro. By the way, don't you love my shirt? I knew you'd like it.
You know what? I've been trying to get a white t-shirt for a while, so I took a chance. I took a chance because I order stuff on Amazon. Which is like the Borg, if you know the reference.
Ballsiest thing you've ever done, yeah.
It's just Amazon in like 3 days. They take a, here comes the truck. It's early. Kadinks, as you would say. Kadinks. So with no editorial, I just decided to order from Gap.
Whoa.
So I'll let you know how it goes. But I'm trying to get a white t-shirt for the last year. If you go to a Gap store, they go, we don't...
I can tell you off the air a couple of decent places, but this is you'd like, it says track and field.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. I would wear that in a second, but I don't have one, so I can't wear it.
I have a piece of trivia about Santa Monica, which we all love. Santa Monica, even Heather would understand this. This is brutal. There's medians all the way to the beach going both ways, you know, right in the middle. So from for the last like 40 streets. And there's the coolest trees.
Yeah.
I forgot what they're called, but they go everywhere.
Palm trees.
And you just stare at them. They're not palm trees. They're like wider, bigger. Anyway, they're suffering from some sort of tree chlamydia or whatever. Anyway, they're digging out 30. And I don't even know if there is 30. And it's the most spectacular drive because of them and only because of them. And they're like, they haven't watered them in years. I'm like, where is our budget? Can we honestly, Santa Monica is so cool. If you just said, hey, can any residents, when you have time, water these trees? There'd be a line around the block. They'd be like, oh, to save the, of course.
Yeah, Santa Monica.
We're here to help.
That was, do it. It's like when I first was coming to LA and you'd see the Ferris wheel on the beach. I mean, it was like Valhalla, you know? And now it's like stinkahalla.
Now it's give me your wallet.
Give me your wallet. No, I don't know if it's that bad. I haven't been there, but
it's rough. That Third Street promenade, trees. It looks like fucking scene from Westworld. Scene from The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. It's just like crickets down there.
I know.
It's tough. So it's tough to watch. We have a sinkhole, too. This is the local news here.
Where is the sinkhole? Because I'm going to LA.
This plays all over the world, and no one gives a fat fuck. A sinkhole is interesting because on Sunset Boulevard, world famous, mm-hmm. arguably world famous, and it's sort of by my house, a sinkhole, water main breaks, douche. It goes in about the size of about four cars. So the way you don't want to go, Dana, there's mm-hmm. a lot of ways to go.
It's a sinkhole.
A sinkhole. We've talked about this.
Yeah, I know.
What you want to do.
That's
disappear into the earth.
Yes, but kind of slowly. First, there's the, hey, honey, let's go to a White Castle Burger. Well, wait a minute. It looks like the road is sinking. Uh-oh, we're in the middle. Let's put on the XM radio. A sinkhole was,
it's developing rapidly.
Yeah.
Also, they have the sinkholes where right when you're in the car, we showed this in the other pot. Like, it just falls like that. So you just drive into a hole in the earth, magma yeah. level, and you're swallowed up. And then you're in your car, not dead, going, there's nothing. What can we do?
Well, are they going to fix it? Or is there our tax dollars going someplace else?
No, but you know, they said if you're in a sinkhole, go like this. Beep, beep, beep. Just to let people know you're down there. Or do it in Morse code. You don't know it. I do. Beep, 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 beep.
Well, you don't understand that I'm a James Bond fanatic. It's called an ejection seat. Bing. And it has a little parachute. Bond, James Bond.
That's when you go, hey, honey, did we pay extra for that ejector seat? We didn't, because you know what? It could really come in handy.
Yeah, we're looking for an apartment. Oh, there's a sinkhole 10 feet away from where we were going to rent it. It might ding our
You might get a better deal. Actually, you say to your wife, we only got one ejector seat. And you're like, mm-hmm. I'll do it, and then I'll bring help right back to you. You wait.
Right,
here.
And I'll be back.
I'll be BRB.
I'll be back.
Yeah.
What would
She's
you
like,
rather
well, what
have?
If I go. And you go, no, I'll go.
Well, go. Are you tape recording secretly my wife and I's conversations? Because you're like word for
That's
word.
That's a good argument. Who gets the ejector
Would you rather
seat?
Drive into a twister or a sinkhole? You have 5 seconds.
Ooh, fuck. Twister, I have a chance. Sinkhole,
Would you
I'm
rather
scared.
Drive into a sinkhole with a Kardashian or a twister with Glenn Powell?
Oh, my God.
5 seconds.
It depends on which one. Could it be a Jenner or a Kardashian? Widen the net a little bit.
Well, I love my scenarios are taken so seriously.
I know, they're very
Should we
weird.
Finish the Odyssey, though, for a second?
Yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I don't know. There's nothing pithy about it, but I went to a theater that was kind of slanted, and they had the speakers on louder than I've ever heard it. Like, I literally, my whole seat was shaking most of the time. Mm-hmm. So it is spectacular.
Real?
Yeah, it's vibrating. You are the king. So it's a spectacle. It's cool. What happens in the middle act? You know the lingo? The middle
I play
of
dumb.
The-
I'm the audience.
Well, the middle of the movie. So you establish the movie and the Odyssey and the guy
then
and
the boring
whoop-de-doo.
Part, right? The middle.
And then in the middle part, they're trying to get back. We got to get back. And so they're on the row. There's monsters, but they go to an island. Land ho. So they get on the island. All right, let's go up on the island. Spoiler get what alert. We got.
Yeah.
So then a shit storm happens. I won't give it away.
Do not.
The worst thing ever. And then literally.
Diarrhea?
It's storm? Worse. No, a cyclops 100 feet tall okay. with diarrhea. So then Matt Damon and the other guys go, get back to the boat. Get back to the boat. And they're being chased by these crazy ghouls. So then they're sailing. Okay, all right, we lost a few guys. Land! I'm not kidding. They land. Come okay. on, everybody. They meet They meet a monster or multiple
God
monsters.
Dang.
And then literally, get back. And they're on the shore rowing like, hey, the boat. This happens for an hour. island visiting, shitstorm,
land,
get back to the boat, lose a few men, row off sad.
Excited about land, problem, and less excited about land, but do it again. They're not learning.
But it
better
got
land.
Right to the edge of a Monty Python self-parody. Run away! Get back to the boat! You know, I mean...
Also, you know, one of the rowers was like Woody Allen going, you know, we had a bit of a situation the last five lands. So maybe we take one step back and maybe everybody eat lunch and we'll...
Yeah, you know, maybe I'm being pedantic, but maybe we just kind of keep going and where the water is, you know, maybe rather than go to the land because the last... No, it's a wonderful island. I love the island of Lagoons and the weather. It's just the Cyclops is the thing that's getting me.
Safer, less problems in the boat. Less monsters.
That was good. Monsters. Less monsters and more coconuts, bitch.
Yeah. Land, they're all excited. Land. I'm like, why are you still excited about land? It hasn't been proving to be excellent. So but, the beginning, you know, they're on the tour. They're like, let's go. Now they're going somewhere.
Right. Yeah. Well, they're, you know, spoiler alert, Matt Damon is just lost on an island eventually, and Charlize Theron is feeding him flowers, so he has no memory. So he's on the island with Charlize Theron for 7 years, and he finds that out, and he's none too pleased.
Because he's hallucinating and shit?
How long have I been here? A week?
She's like, oh, I don't have a sundial on me, but I feel like it hasn't been that long.
I want to say 7 years, but I don't know.
What's a year again? I thought it was a day.
He's like 7 years. He's trying to get back to Athena, Vadina. But it's an entertainment.
Is the King of England played by Webster?
Well, coincidentally, when I came out, Nancy Pelosi was at my screening. And this is literally the look on her face.
who did she play?
I don't know, but she did say to her husband,
Helen of Troy,
husband, who was slightly buzzed, she said, "Let's get back to the car." There you go.
She wants to go to land too.
But I thought it was a really good movie. All kidding aside, I would just say prepare yourself for an extremely dark hour, skillfully executed, but it's like, you know.
Oh, perfectly cinematic. Boring, but cinematic.
Is boring a strong word?
That's a strong word. It's too much.
No, not for a $700 million global phenom. I still recommend Pressure. I don't want to pressure you, but.
With Brendan Fraser, yeah.
With BF, best friend Brendan Fraser. It's a tidy little movie. It's on Amazon for, you know, $10 or something.
I saw the trailer. It goes, din, 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 din. Pressure.
Right. Good reference.
Okay.
This is the time you should pick up the pace of the podcast.
I know.
You pick up the pace. You're going too slow. Too slow. The Democratic Socialist Party is A number one. Can you fucking believe it?
A number one. Shit. Okay, yeah. So here's me. I did a good, great guy syndrome. Oh, Woody. Woody in the Odyssey. And I GoFundMe, right? My friend calls me. Hey, can you?
Oh, okay.
A friend of mine had some problems. It would really cheer them up if you would donate something to help. They had some family situation. Great.
I understand.
So great guy syndrome.
No problem. I donate.
Not a huge amount, but enough to rattle a bit, you know.
Interesting.
Get the ball rolling.
Mm-hmm.
And then the funny part is about if GoFundMe emails you, you know, because you have to put in some info. Then they're like, hey, the person would like to thank you. Would you like to read that message? Mm. I'm like, oh, okay, click. Okay, fill out this form. And by the way, before we get to that, do you want to donate to another GoFundMe? Here's a list of some, you know, kids with some fucked up problems and you can help out. Mm. And I'm like, well, I kind of just want to get to my message. And then they go, well, fill out this paperwork and, you know, basically your social security and this and that. And I'm like, it's not enough for just to hear a thank you. So I didn't even finish. I go, I can't get into it. And then a couple of days later, they're like, hey, more people with problems. What are you thinking? Come on. You were such a big shot a couple of days ago. Want to get a crowbar in that wallet again? Oh, you're not such a tough guy. Oh, great. A great guy syndrome. I guess that got cured. Oh, well, something I cured.
Well, this doesn't sound like much fun.
I know. They really just... get it. Really, it, the point is GoFundMe is like a little business also, because there's also, you give your money and then it says, oh, here's the extra money for.
No, they hook you up.
Fees and shit for GoFundMe. I'm like, oh, okay. It's not just a straight, like, there's no straight charity. Boom, boom, no. Straight across. Here's your money. Take all the money. It's. Here's your this to maybe the Red Cross, one of these places. And then people go, oh, don't do that because they take it and there's administrative fees and 4% goes, you know. So I don't know what it all is. I just know everyone's different. But there's never just out of the, our grace and goodness, we are just helping you hand the money to someone.
I know. You think they make it nice and streamlined. Thank you very much. Yeah. Rather than beating the shit out of you. I'll say this to you and me and anybody.
Yeah.
Don't get up and walk to your computer. Kind of groggy, no coffee yet, and then click on it, and then it's an invite from a doctor that I know, colonoscopy doctor, great guy, and I thought, oh, maybe his daughter's getting married, so I start clicking to see what the invite. I'm not even thinking. Give us this. Give us that. Give us your email. Give us your password. What? And then I kind of went, wait. This doesn't feel right.
Drop a pin of where you live.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what was it?
And then at the end it said, we're outside now. No, it's, what was it? It was an AI scam. My son looked it up. He goes, no, it's not an actual real paper invite. It's QA7 instead of QA4. So then I had to change my password.
You can tell me.
But anyway, this AI thing and the scamming, it's really getting boring.
Yeah. Is your password still don'tproceed.com?
Why the goddamn you think you need my... David Spade, you might be a funny man, but I don't know about getting my password. And everybody on this podcast, you can go fuck yourself. By the way, I would love to come on the podcast, but they sent me an invite and it was bullshit. It was AI generated.
Bullshit scam?
We would love to have him on.
I would love to have him on.
Running a business means wearing a lot of hats. But I used to find that traditional banking options always seemed to slow me down with endless friction, like playing phone tag, just to chase down the status of an international wire transfer. That's why I love using Mercury. It completely eliminates those legacy headaches and works exactly how you'd expect best-in-class software to work. Mercury isn't a bank. Mm-mm. They're a financial technology company that offers a powerful, intuitive banking experience designed to automate the way you work. It's completely free to get started with no minimal balances or in-person visits required, giving you free same-day ACH USD wires and customizable team cards.
You know, it's an all-in-one platform that flexes as you grow, allowing you to scan bills to pay them instantly. Set up recurring payments and see exactly where your business stands right from your dashboard. Instead of duct taping multiple tools together, you can curb spend before it happens with customer user permissions and built-in spend management. Visit Mercury.com to learn more and apply online in minutes. Mercury is a fintech company, not an FDIC insured bank. Banking services provided through Choice Financial Group and Column NA, members FDIC.
This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew, the number one brand for better sex. Well, well, well. Weldy, well, well, well. Someone's been performing vigorously in the bedroom. And what could be responsible for all that stamina? Could it be Blue Chew? Achoo. Well, isn't that special? My, my, my.
What would the grumpy old man say?
In my day, we didn't have arousal boosting tablets. We had a cold shower and a firm handshake. We liked it. Well, guess what? We didn't like it. Blue Chew is better. Take the tablet, you idiots.
What about Hans and Franz? What would they say?
I love the lead-ins. Hear me now and believe me later. Blue Chew is here to pump you up. Yeah, you flabby little Gulliman lying there like a sad little noodle. Blue Chew turns that noodle into a muscle.
A muscle?
It is not a muscle technically, yeah, but with Blue Chew it will perform like one. Now go make love and do not embarrass Hans.
Yeah.
Guys, come on. Blue Chew Gold is better sex than a tablet. They combine 4 ingredients into one powerful solution. 2 ingredients get you hard physically, and 2 support arousal and desire in the brain. It works fast and it lasts. Have a complete experience in the bedroom with Blue Chew Gold.
Look, there's a reason Blue Chew is the number one brand for better sex. Experience it for yourself at BlueChew.com. And we've got a special deal for our listeners right now. When you buy 2 months of Blue Chew Gold, you get the third free with promo code FLY. That's promo code FLY. You'll receive an additional 10% off plus free overnight shipping on your first order. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. We thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the pod and the bedroom. I have, I get emails from Zillow. Hey, how about that house you looked at about 6 months ago? You like that? Yeah. You were so fucking horny for it. And I'm like, actually, I only clicked on the house once and I didn't even go see it. I didn't look at it. No, don't fuck around, man. There was some butterflies in your stomach. You want that? Actually, it's sold. They sent me another one. That house sold. Do you want to know more about it? I go, what else do I need to know? Do you want to know anything about the family? Any reason for Zillow to keep fucking nailing
all
you with
of
emails?
Them. The machines are studying us more than we're studying them. They're constantly, they have our data. Yeah. They read our emails. I mean, they answer my email and it's pretty good. Today I clicked it on. Because I'm doing an email and then it comes up in more faint font. I think I've mentioned this and it says suggested reply and they're doing me. Hey, Brian, why don't we do this? And they're getting better and better at it.
I get those
like,
fucking Gervitz.
Fuck it, man.
And they're polite, so I know it's not really Gervitz. Hey, I'm on the phone right now, but I appreciate your call. I'll call you back soon. I go, it's not you. You'd be like, go fuck yourself. Hey, oh, also, by the way, so Zillow will be like, hey, do you like this house? I go, that's my own house. I already sold. I know. Do you miss it? But I will tell you that.
What kind of Zillow are you on?
Zillow,
I mean, they're
is
bad.
Very, they're getting
they're very,
smart.
They're getting pithy and they're getting kind of charming, right?
Like when they go, you were so horny for this one. You went 3 times. But when I moved, we have a quick shot of Heather's sort of dinged up from the move because. Listen, the work was obviously split 50-50, but Heather did a lot. And we're going to show, I think we have a few photos. Just so you know, it wasn't
well,
all
well,
I easy.
Would love to see this
she
new
had to
house.
Put my kettlebells in the attic. You know, I'm like, all the important things.
35 pounders, and she's on a ladder. Heather, get a raise!
Yeah, everything is about, like, I'm in the new place, but it's still not quite settled totally in, you know.
Are you scared at night or comfortable at
I'm
night?
Not that scared. That's not really the problem. It's just like, you know, it's like whack-a-mole or just some problem comes up because you had your other place so dialed in and now this one. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, this and then I got this anyway, all fixable problems because I head out to grown-ups pretty soon, so we do thrown-ups pretty soon, so It'll start looking different in the background of the podcast because I'll be doing it from, you know, the back of a
from
van
all these different locations.
Yeah.
Like in hotels, back of a van, a bus, airplane.
By the way,
it's gonna be interesting.
I'm very excited about it. I did see another thing. I saw Lovitz's birthday the other day and Dice came. Dice is so
oh
funny.
Yeah.
Dice is
that's
so
nice.
Funny. I have to say we gotta have him on soon because everything he said was funny because he's telling me how he got from club comic to arena comic. He's the first one to do arenas.
Mm-hmm.
Bigger than Steve Martin, you know.
Yeah.
Because even Eddie Murphy capped it at like 6,000 seaters. That's like the biggest. And I remember back then, you wouldn't even think of anything bigger. That's not a band. They're not Boston. They're not,
play,
you know,
Madison Square Garden. Yeah. That's where Muhammad Ali fights.
Right,
the
or Zeppelin
play.
Plays. Yeah, yeah. So
not Billy Flicknock for with has
not
a cute
Phil Squankmire. Yeah, it's got a cute fucking loose 15.
Kind of loose 15. He's got that gap bit that he rides for about a half hour and that one.
Yeah, so he has so many. Anyway, we had a great time and
Hickory Dickory Dock.
I didn't even do all the bits because he's more subdued now, but he can also whip that out. But just hearing like when he hosted SNL, I'd love to hear him tell you about that because his side, because we were there and his side coming in was so different.
Yeah. And I remember that. And I've said this before, but he wasn't doing those kind of arenas. I go, what do you make a night? Like 500,000?
Oh, you hit him up for that.
Yeah, I did. I said, what are you making about? You know, I go, 500,000. So his way of saying more, he goes, what am I going to do with 500,000? I go, and he did it repeatedly. I go, are you making $1 million a night? He pauses. What am I going to do with $1 million?
It can't be. That.
So how high is it? But especially Dice 90, was 90. Huge. You know, Dice our friend Shane. Just sold out.
Oh, yeah. We didn't talk about that. Shane sold out.
I know. The Philadelphia football stadium cartoon number. It was like 73,000. Yeah. Oh, okay. I got it off. I didn't even know we had a clip of it.
Look at these Goombas.
Yeah.
76,000. I mean,
it's something different. I mean, to be just a lone guy with a mic. I mean, don't get me wrong, but
in a t-shirt, you have no expenses.
No t-shirt. Expenses. They estimated a pretty good amount. But the thing about playing to 73,000 is you could literally have 20,000 people disappointed, not laughing, and they hate you and still kill. Because you
also
got
not
53
show up.
Laughing their asses off.
You could have 20,000 no shows and you still have 56,000 people.
Yeah, you could could have four. I won't go there. Sorry. I was thinking.
Well, shit. I think
dark.
Some other people went on, like Chappelle and other people, but he obviously has some heavy hitter friends go on, which would be tough. I wouldn't want to follow Chappelle. I wouldn't want to follow a lot of guys, really anyone. But Shane's a heavyweight hitter and he's got great stuff. Very likable. I think he's great. And so it's good for comedy business in general.
No,
it's like
Shane
Caitlin
is
Clark.
Great.
Don't hate it. It's like, this is great.
No, I think it's great. And I think it's awesome that Shane, because as you know, we had him on our podcast. Love to have him back. And he was trying to figure out what his next move was, you know, and at the end of the podcast, he goes, they're talking about maybe playing a few theaters. He was still in clubs. Oh. And then
well,
Houston.
It worked.
So
I will tell you, not to make you feel bad because you're not a great friend, but for my birthday yesterday, Lauren sent me flowers.
Really?
The only flowers I got, you better give me applause. Are you getting that little machine out?
No, I knew that Lauren was meant to send you a cake. And I had done a Zoom. I took a picture of the Zoom.
Okay,
I'm baked.
It's a Chef Boyardee. Chef Lauren RD.
I'm going to bake a cake for David. If it doesn't, if it falls or it's not good enough, I'll probably just send him flowers.
Yes, Chef.
I sent Chevy a cake, and he likes the strawberry cream and things like that. It's that thing of like you've got to preheat the oven and all
right.
that.
Yes, Jeff.
Your birthdays are kind of quiet, aren't they?
Yeah.
You don't want to.
On
I mean,
purpose.
To be 49 is to be 49.
To be 49 again. Yeah, it was, I just had dinner and went to the Comedy Store and did a set and just, and no one was the wiser.
Yeah. I literally do nothing.
Literally. I know. I would have driven up there, driven
Bang,
by your house. I drive
gate.
By your house and beep. No, I want to go see the horse and the baby horse and see what's going on. The real
interesting
part. Oh, man.
They were so awesome yesterday because we've been feeding them alfalfa. We got it, and it was giving them so much energy. We're supposed to tap it down. We're getting all this information about how to take care of horses.
This is alfalfa.
You're gonna be so buzzing after this
gallop,
podcast.
Gallop, gallop.
But the little one, they put a bridle on, and the big horse, big stallion. Put a bridle on her, and then they just started running around the front yard. just sprinting. And the little one is 3 weeks old and was keeping up, just like, so it's going to be a racehorse. Guess what? The mom who just had the baby is going to get pregnant again in a couple weeks.
Easy.
What do I have something to say?
She's on welfare. What's going on? Why, you going to bring that fucking whore stud farm guy over again?
There's 3,000 horses.
Johnny Sins.
And there's one husband. It's kind of weird, but yeah, it works. Yeah.
That porn star horse coming over. Going, What's up? Hey, I don't got tons of time. Let's get this done.
Yeah. And he literally, with his hoof, has kind of a sort of a horse-like cigarette. He literally can lift one.
Where's the goddamn romance, Dana?
Well, you know what I do, and I know this sounds probably weird. I'll show you.
Yes, very weird. Whatever you're about to say.
So if I'm up in the mountains hiking by myself, because one time I saw a deer that had just gotten attacked by some coyotes, and it was just lying there, and it just was, the throat was cut open,
Okay,
right?
Okay.
So when I'm way up in the mountains by myself, what I do is I don't want to surprise an animal, a mountain lion. So I start to do this. This just to make noise like a horse.
Jaguar.
Feels like a horse is coming. And then every once in a while, I just go.
And fake them out?
Fake them out. You don't want to come in there real. You don't want to be there real quiet. And there's a baby cougar and the mama cougar. What? Were you going to surprise us?
Yeah.
Just a fun fact.
That's actually a good idea. Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks.
I like that.
Yeah. Thanks. It seems ridiculous when you're way out there and it's dead quiet. You just don't want to surprise some kind of mama animal.
I always read about, like, there was a on Channel 5 this morning, there was like another story. Well, up in Big Bear, which is like our little mountainous area.
The name says it all.
A bear walked into a dentist office. You know, they always show a bear. Comes in, looks around, no food. And he walked right out, but the people were shaken, of course. How about shitting? Like a bear, they walk in, they look around, they're so cute. What's in here?
They just want food.
They go into stores, they walk into town, la, la, la. They're so cute until they maul you, but up until that maul.
You get your attention. In Montana, once we were at this place and it had little tiny cabins for rent and it had a little mercantile, that kind of thing. And then I noticed we got there, it had like a 20-foot steel cylinder cage, like big and around with the, it's open on then one side, it's open. And the other end of the big cylinder cage on a hook is a giant piece of meat. I think it was ham.
Oh, to catch them?
They want, so the grizzly goes in to get the meat and then the thing closes behind him. But so far, the grizzly hadn't gone in there. So at night, you got a flashlight. Marco, Polo. You want to get to the cabin pretty quick, if you know what
Marco,
I'm talking.
Yeah. I'm not around bears a lot because in Arizona, we had more different animals. But bears look
bears.
Cuddly. Very cuddly.
Yeah, we've got a few here.
Should we do some news stories?
I guess so, unless you got some banger in your back pocket.
I got nothing, dude. This is we're killing with this stuff. Okay, this interview got out of hand quickly. What could it be?
Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
They're superseding my expectations.
Oh, these are funny when they interview athletes and the other ones fuck with them.
They deserve. Last question. did anyone on your team have a conversation before this regional kicked off? Obviously, last year you weren't a part of it. You were.
You know how they do this,
Dana? You know, it's a heartbreaker here in LA for you guys. Was there any conversation about it, or did you just leave it be? We're all just super focused on this year, and we're super excited to it. We couldn't wait to start playing this week.
We were just super excited
and focused on that.
She's
all
like
of us
the
were
hero
really
of the
excited
game.
For each other's success, and we were naming things yesterday that we were ready to see. And
that's
I think
funny.
We saw a lot of
look
our
at
KT
the book.
On the mound and all the brands they all deserve. You're the most focused person I've ever seen.
I don't know
what's happening. I'm trying to multitask. Yeah,
how is she keeping a straight
congratulations
face?
Congratulations on the win. Take that Thor's hammer, and you rocked it. We'll see you on Saturday.
Yeah,
thank
we'll
you so
see
much.
You
So, well, her teammates are having fun with her,
hilarious.
Right?
Yeah, that's a good feel-good story.
Then they're playing it straight. The announcer's not laughing.
Announcer was good, and she was good answering.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She wasn't like, you guys.
Because they really do that, and like they totally exaggerate. Guess who really laughed at that? He just called me.
He's got a phone. These are getting better when they have something.
she had a book on her head.
Yeah, you understood it. All right, good job.
Trump stepped in a doo-doo.
Is that a Nokia?
I don't know.
I had that.
That's Mark Hirschon who makes these puppets. You know,
I like that he's adding stuff to him. I like Chef Lauren R.D. All right. So, yeah, that those athletes, that was a coordinated attack because usually they just put a bat or something. But okay, what's the next one? That was a cute one.
That was adorable. Okay,
This is what one of my big fears is. And I got in this goddamn algo on my Instagram. It's going caving and spelunking. Mm. So these people are training to cave. This is not a big deal, but it just shows you I would already be scared. They have to prove they can get through this during their class.
That was going to be my recommended technique. Usually people with broader shoulders, they go in kind of diagonal like that.
Just picture that cinder block never ends.
Good job.
It is.
She's fine.
Yeah, so this is a little longer this way. Yeah. The actual hole.
Don't
is
arch your butt in the way. So.
All right. We're going to have a great one. Here comes Farley.
No, but I will say that they show real caves.
Mm-hmm.
And have you seen the animation of when it's like where they get stuck? It's like just, it looks like a colon or an intestine where these caves, and it's this much, they got a little light in their helmet. They're trying to pull them backward. I go, Not a chance in the world I would do that.
Yeah, they had, you know, for families, like parents and the kids, this place where you go and you're crawling into a thing, you can't see anything. And then you get to a certain segment in it, and then it's pitch black, and you're trying to find the way out, and you can tap out at that point. So a lot of the parents are like, get me out, get me out. I mean, it was absolutely ridiculous, not fun at all. And
you don't think Odysseus could get there? What was Matt Damon's name in that movie?
I'm not sure.
Steve?
Steve.
Gary?
Yeah. I don't think caves are a good idea generally in life. I mean, unless it's really like your thing. Marcy?
If you found yourself in a cave, I mean, I feel like maybe things are going wrong.
Well, what's your phobia? I've never asked you this.
Well, caves, I do.
Caves,
I
number one.
It's not even like a breakthrough phobia. It's like, I don't want to be in some 9-inch cave, like with water dripping on me. And I can't.
No, almost no one does. Who gets high?
But they do it. They all go, let's do it. How about scarier, the underwater cave? And they had that problem with these people that were all pro divers, and they all croaked in a cave in like hours, and they could not figure out what happened.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That once you get disorientated, in there, and you up down, it's pitch black, and they just
my first order of business when I'm super scared like that, poo my pants. Once that is evacuated, then I can think clearly.
My first, if I'm down there and I see some like you who's confused, probably going to drown anyway, it's like I go, what? And then I take your auction thing.
Yeah, I go like this. I go, hang on, this will fix everything. And I take theirs. I go, shh, and I go, okay.
Yeah, I go, yeah, hey, a buddy breathe, right?
Buddy breathe.
And I get it, and then I'm like,
bye.
Push off.
Push off them.
We're not very nice people,
no,
are
that's
we?
Really shitty.
What was the movie that Ron Howard directed that was brilliant, actually?
Splash.
No, about the cave where the kids got trapped.
It wasn't the 13 coal miners.
Something like that.
Heather said it's Goonies.
Goonies. But they couldn't get it was so scary. They had to, the only way to get the kids out was to drug them and put an auction thing on and then guide them.
Because they're so fucking scared, right?
It was just so claustrophobic and tight. It's just hard not.
Dude, that's a hero. The guy that goes in there.
Yes.
Where it's terrifying.
Absolutely. And they didn't think they could rescue him. It was impossible.
I'm a hero for driving around the sinkhole yesterday. It took me 32 minutes to get to dinner. That's a different kind of hero.
Well, you're a hero when you follow Bill Burr at the Comedy Store.
No, I follow anyone.
The
WNBA. It's empty. That's your fault, feminists. Don't blame me.
I like to go out and kind of look sometimes.
He's kind of nervous.
I mean, Bill was up there having a long argument with a woman. What did they invent? What did they ever do? Yeah. What'd you ever do? You invent the airplane? I was like, it went on for like 20 minutes.
He goes, what's Michelle Obama squawking about? You don't hear from the first lady. When I grew up, I didn't know who she was. George Bush, what was his wife's name? Maggie? I don't know. I didn't even know their name. Maggie.
Was there a Maggie? Maybe that was
there was a Barbara Bush, President McKinley. There was a Nancy Reagan.
Okay, there was Mamie Truman or something.
Mamie, hello, my
Mamie,
baby.
Mamie, oh my, he's the president. Had a couple heart attacks. I don't care. I'll be back. Bam, bam.
Okay, next story. What do we got?
This is the best we've ever done. I'm going to call it right now.
I'm calling it.
Okay. Lionel Messi versus Baby.
This is the story of Messi was the biggest. I don't know if Heather knows this.
Oh, because he got emotional after his team
lost? No. This is more interesting than that.
Okay.
So this is the final of the two players that are the biggest stars on each team. I didn't know this fact.
I can't get over this. This is the cutest thing that has ever happened before. So there was a raffle in this Barcelona neighborhood. It was basically like your kid can get a photo with a soccer player. So this is Lionel Messi, who plays for Argentina. And he's like having this photo shoot 20 years ago with this baby in a bathtub. That baby grew up. Well,
he's the star of the team he's playing.
Lamine Yamal, who is representing Spain in the World Cup. And that's not all. This Sunday, July 19th, they play each other in the World Cup.
Yes,
in the final.
This is the greatest story in human history. My heart exploded. You have got to be joking me, dude.
A little baby, I play you one day.
Sometimes Earth is a cool place to be.
What they don't talk about, even though the guy's a grown man and a world-class soccer player, Messi gave him a bath after the
he did again.
Yeah, in the locker, they had a big tub, and it was whatever. You held
that's
the towel.
Cute. They redid it.
Yeah, they redid, and then they took a
photo.
Goes,
take off all your clothes. All
it's online for $300.
You know what? Also, is he got mad at him during and that mic picked up where he goes, "I liked you better when you were a baby."
That's actually, hey, Spade did a pretty good Messi. Usually he makes a Messi of it.
I was trying to find my impression during.
Well, it's like an Argentinian. A little bit Spanish. I wouldn't really know. I don't hear him talk, but I do kind of, Peggy Noonan, the Wall Street Journal, wrote kind of a nice thing about how popular America is getting and got.
Because of the World Cup.
Yeah, which
I like hearing some positive news about America. It was nice to hear people going, "Oh, we came there and we all hated it. We were told to hate it, and it wasn't bad, and everyone was nice to us, and it was fun." That's good to hear.
We don't realize. I know we have problems in the got it, but like a lot of foreigners saw Costco. Look at this fucking place. Look at this. You can get anything here. They love it. They went crazy for that. They went crazy for. Our podcast. That was weird.
I like Costco. I feel skinny.
Anything you want. Well, first time I went to Dublin in the 90s, I went to a grocery store. Hey. And they go, "Have you got any bread?" "Yeah, there's the loaf of bread. One kind. And then there's the milk right there."
It was just one kind for you.
You don't need a lot of choices.
Yeah, who needs all the fuss?
And then my wife's relatives came to LA and we took them to a supermarket. And they just blew their minds. They saw the yogurt. They go, "My God, the yogurt!" And then one of them said, "Why do you have to have so many choices in America? You know, it's free market capitalism gone amok." But there you have it.
I like it.
Don't be mad at us because we're number one.
We're number one.
Don't hate us because of our
grocery stores.
Well, we are, and Ferris wheels, but
for sure. Listen, you guys know how much I love multitasking. That's what everyone's always stopping me and asking me about. Lately, my secret weapon's been Amazon Music. I used to jump in between three different apps to get through my day because I'm weird. But now Amazon Music is my one app for music, podcasts, and audiobooks. Yes, you heard it right. Your Amazon Music Unlimited subscription now includes access to audiobooks, meaning it does so much more for you without any extra hassle. Dana?
I've been listening while walking the dog, tackling that endless mountain of laundry. And it just
You're always doing the laundry.
I do loads and loads of it all day.
Sundays.
Yeah, Sunday's laundry day. Yeah. Boo, I got 55 of these. and it just fits perfectly into my routine. I recently queued up Project Hail Mary.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, which was a great movie, but great to listen to too. Hearing the story come to life in the narrator's voice completely transformed my afternoon chores into an epic space adventure. Jealous?
Yeah, it's amazing how a great voice performance makes the story feel so special and immersive. And the best part is that you don't need a separate app to dive into your next favorite story. It's all seamlessly integrated right where you already listen. Amazon Music is definitely my favorite part of my routine. Music, podcasts, audiobooks, it's all in one app. One thing I love about summer is how easy everything feels. The days are a little more relaxed. I find myself reaching for the same comfortable,
that's right,
go anywhere pieces again and again. Mm-hmm. That's why I keep coming back to Quince. They focus on well-made essentials that naturally become those everyday staples you live in all season long. Honestly, my absolute favorite piece right now is the 100% linen pants.
Oh, yeah.
Light, breathable, easy to throw on. Perfect summer upgrade, starting at $34.
Whoa.
Yeah. They're tees. Unbelievably soft. Lightweight cotton sweaters are exactly
Absolutely.
What you want. Mm-hmm. Especially when summer nights cool down.
Yeah. Everything at Quince is priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands because they work directly with ethical factories. Cut out the middleman, so you're paying for quality, not brand markup. They even have incredible home and travel essentials. Make your summer wardrobe easier. Go to quince.com/fly for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada, too. That's quince.com/fly for free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/fly.
All right, back to school starts now. Get long-lasting battery life on the Dell XPS laptop powered by Series 3 Intel Core so you can work from anywhere. Now starting at $699 with exclusive student pricing starting at $599. And it's lightweight, portable, and packed with enough processing power to make multitasking a breeze.
So say goodbye to distractions and hello to more free time because you finished your work faster. Complete your setup with savings on select monitors and more must-have electronics and accessories. Limited time deals and free shipping on PCs and more await you at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
Okay, another one.
Okay, clip it up.
Clip it, ship it.
Mm-hmm.
Clip it and ship it. Hold on. New prison that allows inmates to serve years of their prison sentences in a matter of minutes. Oh,
what?
Let's hear it.
So they coming up with a new prison that allows inmates to serve years of their sentence in just a matter of minutes. So the criminals is going to have a choice to spend tens of years behind bars, or they can make the choice to get the artificial memory implanted into their brain. So this process is called Cognify. And the intent of it is to treat the criminal
Welcome
like a
to
patient.
Cognify.
They're going
to
try to change
I love
the person's
her accent.
Brain chemistry.
This is out of,
process, when they re-enter society, they will be new and reformed. And they won't even be capable of committing any other crime. The chip can make the patient feel empathetic. Depending on the severity of the crime, the chip can also make you feel the emotional and physical pain of the victim. And
You know what?
You can feel what they felt. So the process only takes about 7 minutes.
Easy.
But to the patient, it seemed like it had been years.
Wow. So they do that.
Last year, the U.S. government spent $8.7 billion taxpayers' dollars on the prison. They say with this new prison, they can save money for health care.
That's good. She should run for mayor. I don't know. I shouldn't have done this, and I shouldn't even say this, but I did order you one of those chips.
A chip ought to make me nicer.
Yeah, you don't have to use it or whatever. It's just you have it.
Yeah. I just have it if I need it.
No, why is she the human being? Nothing to deliver this global change.
All of these stupid things aren't from the news. They're people that look stuff up and then they talk about it. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to go back behind that wall and just get the real story that she's reporting on because we're all lazy.
Everything that's been in science fiction movies, put a chip in your head, control you, all that stuff, it's coming.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think when they're saying Neuralink and all this stuff is
very
real, and they're saying, okay, you can get out of jail. We just have to program you so you don't, there's a set of rules in your head now that you can't break. Sounds interesting, but really far out there.
Well, you'd want to make super sure that some Son of Sam dude couldn't just hack it. Like Charlie Manson probably could have just hacked it. Give me the chip.
I'm sure there's a few glitches. They got a few bugs in it.
Yeah, and that's the problem.
Remember the joke about the guy that said Son of Sam, his dog told him to kill 13 people. Remember that story?
Yeah.
And he said, you know, he got arrested, but the dog is still out there.
Pretty good joke.
That's funny. I think
you don't have a lot of really good Son of Sam.
He's just going to tell someone else.
I know one guy who loved that bit.
Well, that's a good laugh, and it matches it.
What are we doing? Where
no
are
one
we
would
going?
Like that bit. Where are we going? So, what does that mean?
Yeah, that's. I wish I had his name. The young man who does it on SNL. I love calling young men.
Who
young
does
men.
Tucker? Is it Dizmukes?
No, it's one of the new cast members. Could you look that up, people?
We should have Chloe on. Chloe just left.
I know, Chloe. 7 years is a good...
That's a good chunk.
Because it's not just like, when we were there, you movie star or sitcom. Now it's like, there's 13,000 streaming shows. I mean, Chloe, if she wants to work, will just constantly...
Well, the eighth year is when they put the chip in. To make you behave. Marcelo got his chip earlier.
What they don't know is the chip goes into the cake. I send the cake. It's like really a good cake, but that's beside the point.
Did you like the souffle?
The sponge holds the chip. The ingestion process happens, and then they stay forever.
I like that Chef Lauren is talking about this. Oh, he's sinking down. I ruined that.
I'll never think I'm exiting until I actually exit, David. It's a very obvious thing. By the way, grown-ups, what's the prognosis?
Prognosis is it looks like it's moving forward.
So it's the same guys, and they're like just run
well, don't
around.
Don't say it like that. Like, no.
Do
it's
people so... beat them up? Do young people come a gang and beat them
I think
up?
So. Have you read it?
It sounds like really, really fun. Not.
Every time I do a movie and agree to do a movie, I wait till about the third day of shooting to read the script.
Well, if it's that segmented, it's like you're in it a lot, let's be honest. But there's times you're
I
not,
will
so.
Say there's a lot going on and the script's gotten better and better and it really comes together. So I think it's a very nice, good. It's always a good family movie, but it's hard to keep up with the other two because I do honestly believe the other two were really good. They're good family movies. They have jokes in them. They're not super offensive. You can watch with your kids.
They're funny, and the cast is super likable.
And I think
the other ones did in real movie time, not today, like hundreds of millions. I mean, they were smashes at the time.
Yeah, they're keeping the lights on at TBS. They run them all the time. So they're all over the place, and you almost have to see them because they're somewhere in front of you. But anyway, I was excited and it's looking, mm-hmm. it's really shaping up. So a lot of fun people in it, a lot of surprise people in it so far. And I guess this is a grown-ups update it's turning into. But yeah, so I'll be shipping
it's good.
Off.
I mean, it's all right. We talked about Busboys. Now that did its thing. Fantastic. And now we talk about grown-ups and we walk the audience through the process. Right now, you're about to get on an airplane and go make a celluloid adventure.
Go do it up. And I'm very excited about it. Okay, let's do one more story and get.
Well, by the way, the cast member who does the Tucker Carlson update is Jeremy Culain.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, good.
We got
Let
it.
Me see if this is a good one to end with. It's not really, but I was just thinking it's very good. Interesting. So I'm in a bee algo, and so I'm interested in bees. So they always show people like catching bees.
Oh, yeah. I love these
how
things.
They do
yeah.
it. Mm-hmm. How big the bees are, or hornets are crazily huge, and how people, some of them don't wear protection. And I don't know why or what's going on. They must have some sort of sense with the bees. Vibe. Let's see what this guy does. This guy, this job, this has got CETA program written all over it. That was Dennis's joke. This is a, I don't like his scared breathing, but he's got to go. He's way high. It's in the jungle, Heather.
Well, do the legs look like they're real?
They always like smoke them out or something.
Do the feet look real as they're walking?
They look tiny.
But I mean, it looks like
Are you saying
like,
AI?
Well, he's not really being extra careful. Look at it.
Well, that's the thing, is they got it wired.
Okay.
I don't like his disgusting.
It's weird. Room. What's going to happen?
I know. This is what.
Okay, so
me.
There's the beehive.
He starts knocking him down.
And they
what
don't
a
go after him.
Job. Oh, this is even scarier. He's got to get. This is this.
What is this part?
Crummy job. You got to get the honey, I think.
Oh, he's getting the honey.
The honeycombs. Don't mind me. Don't mind me.
I'm sorry, I don't know this, but what will the bees do with the honeycomb if he doesn't take it? Feed it to the queen?
I don't know. The elves. It's all about the queen.
It's all about the queen.
So,
not
dude,
the king.
All this shit to cut this. Not a. I don't know how big honeycombs are supposed to be. That doesn't look big enough to go up that tree.
The guy sounds a little bit stressed, and I don't blame him, doesn't he?
Are you kidding?
The heavy breathing?
Well, I've seen him. I've never seen him capture the honeycomb like that, but I've seen him, like, move the bees off because they're on someone's front porch. It's
yeah.
too scary.
But I've never seen
it
a tree like that.
They move it to somewhere else because bees are important, so they don't get rid of them. But they can tell these bees are mad. There's some they go in. They don't have a lot of stuff on. And they just go quietly, and the bees somehow do not sting them. They fly around, and some they have the protection on. They go, oh my God, these bees are louder and madder, and they really are trying to get them. And it's to be in that little suit, and one guy goes, oh, I got in my suit. One got in my suit. And it's just like wailing on him.
We have a whole thing up here with ants and
terrifying.
Summertime. They want to come in for any kind of moisture.
Moisture.
So my wife found. It was through the bookcase and then into the kitchen, into the thing. I didn't even see it. And it was like 30,000 ants. And so what these ant traps do is you put it down and then the little ants, and then they get some of it and they bring it back to the
poison.
Queen.
Ah, it's so rude.
And then they poison the queen and it ends that whole hive. And it's kind
Once a queen's gone, they're all like, so what do we do? Just go to the mall? They don't know what to do.
Every character has a cigarette today.
They disperse.
Hey, you know, I mean, we thought it was going to be delicious, but she croaked, so we'll find
queen,
another queen.
Cake.
What do you want from me?
Did you give the queen a poison cake? Like, no, I, what happened? Hey, what happened was there was this cake, and I said, I should not eat this. This is for the queen, fit for queen. And then the queen ate it and croaked, and then they're like, you're not trying to, uh-oh, here comes Lauren.
I have nothing to say. I'm just really enjoying the podcast.
Oh.
The queen will get the poison. She dies. And then very shortly thereafter, all the soldier ants find a new queen. It's like the way nature works on a farm.
Like SNL, you're the queen.
In my case, I'd be the king.
Right.
Goodbye, David.
That's a good way to end. I like goodbye. Dude.
Sometimes we do the Lauren puppet with a hat on. I don't know. I just picked him out.
Okay. Well, that's good. So we did a great job again. Thank you,
Incredible.
Dana.
Incredible.
My
what
hair
are you
looks
do?
Really. What am I doing today?
Hair looks good.
I'm going to be soft packing before I start the real hard launch packing.
What is the one thing that you could potentially forget?
I mean, it's very weird because I don't know all the temperatures of everywhere, and it's going to be really long. It's definitely way longer than the first one. Like, it's a huge chunk of time. So I have to, there's no way to plan and pack that much. So I have to sort of figure out how to get cold weather stuff out there after a while.
Well, the thing is that probably, I don't know how isolated you're going to be. I mean, of course, I can fly in with equipment and stuff. It's like that. You're in Antarctica.
Thank you. That's what I was getting at.
Well, if there's a pharmacy nearby, you can get a CVS. If there's sort of a REI, you can get a jacket if you need it.
That's if we're in the U.S.
Oh, whoops.
More to come. But I will say—
Tax advantages.
I want you to film yourself when you come to my new house and FaceTime me going, do you like this shirt? I'll pack it. You like this sweater? I'll pack it.
And why, Heather gave me the code and the key to be in your house. I'm not going to go to your house, but I will keep an eye on it.
You can come use the pool.
Again?
Yeah. Just take some selfies like last time.
I'll bring Lovitz and Dice.
I'm already here. I'm in a new movie called The House Sitter.
Dice is the cinematographer. Oh!
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Bye, guys.
Thanks for coming, guys. Thanks for coming.
All right, listen, if you're enjoying The Fly on the Wall, of course, hopefully you are, click follow. We don't want to be desperate, but obviously smash that goddamn button on your favorite podcast app.
Smash.
Leave a review, a good one. Mm-hmm. Leave a 5-star rating, nothing else.
Whoops.
And maybe even share an episode with a friend. If you're watching this episode on YouTube, please subscribe. Dana, what do you think?
I'm going to tell you this right now. Hear me now, believe me later. Fly on the Wall, believe it or not, is presented by Odyssey.
Mm-hmm.
And executive produced by, hold for it, Dana Carvey and David Spade. Or David Spade and Dana Carvey. Right. We don't write this stuff. Heather Santoro, Greg Holtzman, and Leah Reese Dennis. The show is edited by Evan Cox, with production support from Phil Sweettech. Talent production and booking by Sophia Lepore.